Everybody,
yeah,
called I'm in the mood. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That thing's getting me going. And I don't know, because it just drags you left and right, and it feels just like what we're dealing with today. Maybe that's why it was the music of the big band era. Maybe they were being dragged around.
I love Glenn Miller. I grew up listening to people like Glenn Miller. I love it.
Yes, good deal. Well, I guess we're going to see what happens, you know, as the week progresses, Art, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to leave everybody on one note. Two notes. I'll be on here at noon, if anybody's interested. Mm. And you might find this an interesting conversation, guys. I'll be on Rock the Boat with Ron Stevens today at noon.
Sweet.
And that's going to be on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B at noon. And then if all works out correctly, Ron will be on with me this evening, Spreaker.com, and the channel is Ideas or Bulletproof Radio at 7 p.m. And we're going to be talking about this. So we're talking 5 hours today, me and Ron together.
5 hours.
Whoever else we can get in there. But it's definitely going to be an interesting conversation. And with that, I'll leave you with one final thought. Sometimes CFR posts some really cool stuff in the chat room. This morning he posts a little picture here, says, April Fool's Day has been canceled because no made-up prank can possibly compare to the unbelievable crap that's happening in the real world right now. And with that, thanks, guys. I'm out of here. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Art.
I don't have that computer stuff, but hey, you know, I will say, all of you folks out there, you patriot types, whatever you want to designate yourself at, who's been kind of vocal about this, might be a good time to kind of be a little extra wary as to who knows when the roundups are going to start. I'm not trying to throw fear in, but it's a definite possibility. We've all understood that, and you know, now might be our time. I'm just trying to put that to home.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. You know, I think this is a training exercise. I don't think that they're doing anything. They're probably going to cut us off somewhere towards, cut us off. I've been thinking about that a little bit. I think that, you know, we're not buying into the coronavirus thing. We understand that the panic is real. Right? And when I say we, God, everybody takes this the wrong way. But the panic is real. The lockdowns, they're real. The amount of deaths are not, right? The numbers don't jive. They're not playing good math. They're playing bad math. And if you don't understand that, just keep listening to Public Broadcasting and many other Patriot connections, if you want to call it that. We'll teach you or tell you what's going on. But I just don't have... I don't know. Let me do this real quick. Ken said that, you know, at this point right now, he feels that to stop the spreading should only take 6 to 8 weeks if we have the maximum amount of isolation. What does that mean to you? Maximum amount of isolation.
I see news reports saying, well, China handled it so effectively. They haven't had a domestic case since like Wednesday, you know, of the beer flu. And their lockdown measures worked, and we need to emulate that. So,
But they're communists, and they're liars. And our government's liars, right? You know, and cheats and thieves, you know. So what are we going to believe? well, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to get through this. But I don't see them knocking on the doors. Folks, I guess I'm going to do this real quick. Support Republic Broadcasting. This is very important. Perhaps today, more than any other day, right? You know, if we do go into like a nationwide lockdown, and I don't want to be spreading any kind of rumors or anything, but it is coming, and it's coming well soon, sooner than later. You know, Texas, a lot of people have already stopped going to places. I mean, stop. You don't have to tell them for the most part. You know, they're not. And so realistically, Texas doesn't need to, well, maybe the cities need to be told, stop going to Starbucks and, you know, hanging around. But here it's business as usual, and we have great distance between each other, and we don't need social distance lessons, you know, how to do this and how to do that. You know, but you need to support Republic Broadcasting, because what happens if things go awry and our one communications vector in the world, Republic Broadcasting, can't make the numbers, right? Can't get to the station. Now, to say that Patriot Radio, or it's not really Patriot Radio, it's Republic Broadcasting. Now, is that an essential service? Yes, I'd argue it is. They say no. Well, I don't know what they say. Are we going to be able to travel to and from, you know, Republic Broadcasting to get board ops there? So if you can, if you want to help out, try to make, you know, Republic Broadcasting weather this storm that we are in, this huge storm. Now, whether they lock down or not, money is needed. The phone number to call is 800-724-2719, and you just hit extension 3, and it's whatever. You can also mail in stuff. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. I don't do these kind of pledge pitches very well, folks. Not a polished radio guy. Just a little Steve right here telling you that we're on the precipice, folks. And we'll see how it goes.
Steve, you know, you were talking about, you know, about the cities, you know, about not gathering anymore. You know, a lot of people in the cities, you got to wonder how many of them actually, you know, cook at home, especially these new generations. You know, they're all out and about, you know, doing things. They're all used to going to restaurants and everything to get their meals, for a majority, I would think. And so, how hard is that going to hit, you know, the people that are used to getting their food somewhere else, and now, you know, the shelves are empty? I wonder how long it's going to take before that really starts showing up.
It's going to start putting cracks in things. I do agree, but they're trying to keep restaurants open to keep the normalcy here right now. In fact, there's kind of a an imbalance between the food available through the distribution chains for restaurants and the actual general public, whereas you can't find flour on the shelves of all the stores here in Fredericksburg, Texas, yet Sysco can bring you, you know, what do you need? 500 pounds of flour, you know, 50-pound sacks? Huh. Okay, but we can't sell those on the shelves, right? They're for restaurants. But the restaurants are closed, and except for some of them that are staying open to try to pay for things. All the caterers, right, you know, that used to service this area. Sysco is the company that sells foods to businesses, and they had already figured out how much food was going to be needed for this entire area. Well, all of a sudden, that disappeared, but they still were on schedule to deliver all this. But now it stops because it's packaged wrong. And will it ever get packaged right? Hell, not that I know of. You know, a lot of times during the Great Depression, I've read stories about, you know, stores sitting there. They were forced to put a high price on an orange by the U.S. government. they were shut down if they weren't didn't have that high price on that orange, and they were forced to destroy food while people went hungry. So where we're going is probably has a lot to do with what happened during the Great Depression. And this might be the second depression, and it might be driven by this thing they call the coronavirus, or, you know, COVID-19. You know, I'm sorry I made a light of a lot of this stuff. But, Alan, you know, my friend that's spending all of their time in California looking for that next meal, that's going to grow old. And, you know, did I tell you
what
that
will you
I
do
found...
when you're really hungry? What will you do? Yeah. Will you become a raider and raid your neighbors because you know your neighbors have food when you become that desperate? If the camps aren't open yet, you can't go to the camp and become a slave to have food in your belly. What will people do when it gets desperate? We all like to think that we've got an idea that we're going to be these good, you know, above-board people all the time. But most of us have never had those deep hunger pangs. We have no idea what we might do when the times really get down to it. You know?
I'm told there's already raiders in, raiders or something like that in Texas. You know, I think I might have told you this story, Alan. I found some toilet paper the other day on Perchance when I was going through the little teeny tiny stores, and you know, I go over there and I said, wow, which one do I buy? And I look at three different kinds of toilet paper, and I had to run the algorithm. Do I want this? Do I want this? Do I want this? Compare ply, rolls, thickness, weight, price. What am I doing? I'm so confused. Well, I came to terms with that, and how much do I buy? Right, so I just bought, you know, little things of four. I got three little ones, right? Because I don't need this big old monster thing. That's just not right. You know, that's you know, I was running a little low.
I'm not done,
and it's kind of important. I brought those things up, and I said, well, I'll just take these things. Right. And she says, oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen this for over a week, and I'm kind of tired of people saying that I shouldn't buy more than one package. And she says, you know, you can buy it all for all I care. And I go, oh, really? She says, I want it out of the store. We've already had two other locations that were robbed here in Texas for the toilet paper. Huh. And that's where we're at. Right. There are predatory practices like you were just talking about, Alan. And they're here. They're here today. You know, so who's going to break into a bakery? Is somebody going to break into a bakery for flour? Right. What about a pizza shop? They need to hire armed guards, Alan. I'm sorry.
The toilet paper shortage won't affect the Muslims too much because, you know, with them, it's, you know, wipe with the left, eat with the right. And I'm kind of lucky out here, you know, the mullein's going crazy. You know, we can always use what the Indians did.
Yeah. And I guess I'm not so worried about the toilet paper. We've been dealing with stuff like that. We haven't, it's the paper products. I think it's going to be the angst and the, you know, what happens when all these younger generation, like you said, Alan, that want to get out, and I don't even know if that's actually true, because from what I think, well, maybe kids want to get out, you know, before they turn 18, and I think they get sucked into their computers, and, you know, once they do that, all they have to do is find the new Insta-matic, you know, website, and with that, you know, they'll be good. I don't know.
I've not heard about the robberies at stores for toilet paper. Seriously, I that's the new one on me.
Yeah, well, hang on. You know, once you take it for a second, I gotta bump steer my boy through a problem that he's having. I'll be right back, Alan.
Okay. Yeah. No. What I see going on here is not real nice things. Like I said, desperate people will do desperate things. This is a means of control. If this is just, you know, if this isn't the big one, they will still get more things in place that they didn't have before. There will be, like, new departments created under the bureaucracy, you know, to keep us safe. Oh, well, we'll have to have a, you know, a system of food distribution and medical distribution and this and that, and the government's taken over. The government will keep you safe. You know, you'll be warm and happy, and we'll keep food in your belly. You'll just have to give up basically all of your freedoms and ask us for everything.
Yeah.
If you go outside, everywhere you go will be your papers, please, and it'll be like Gestapo. I see hints of Yevgeny Primakov and Marcus Wolf in this. You know, why were they hired as consultants, you know, for the Department of Homeland Security? What could they help consult on except for something exactly like what we're seeing?
It's for your safety. It's for your own good, Alan, that we control the entire corporate United States of America, whereas people are blocking the border. You know, Canada's all, we're not allowing any Americans to come in anymore, and the Mexicans are all, we don't want any Americans, but our people can go through, right? Huh? Is that okay? You know, and the Mexicans aren't buying it, from what I'm hearing. I don't know. The whole world's going to shut down. And I think it has the chance, the possibility of being a better place when it comes back online. But the amount of pain that I see, you know, coming through is pretty extreme. Another story that I got from last week, I listened as a friend of ours, you know, my family's, went out and bought a brand new car with their tax return. Well, it wasn't brand new, but it was everything that they had. They finally needed a second car because, you know, while one person's away working, you know, the other person can't get anywhere, right? You know, it was a single-income family at the time. And so, you know, got a good new car. Isn't that great? Woo! 2 days later, the working person is laid off, and there is no income. A huge rent thing coming up. And, well, hopefully they have food, right? But, you know, I think it's very unlikely that they did. But it reminds me of tax season when, you know, some of the people around me go out and say, I got my tax return, and I'm going to buy this new 64-inch, 69-inch color TV. It's now full 40K resolution. It's all fancy. I think I deserve it. And now you don't have any money, and the world's coming apart at the strings. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe it's all good. Hey, 1-800-313-9443. Any other thoughts before we go back to the phones there, Alan?
What is the government going to do to keep all these people who can't make their rent payments or anything? Is the government going to tell all these landlords that you can't evict these people because they can't pay the rent? What will happen?
I've heard lots of stories, right? That depends. I've heard renters say, well, of course, the landlord should just suck it up. I said, that's not fair. And then I've heard landlords go, no, we should get paid, you know? And I'm going, yeah, if you go into an agreement's an agreement, right? You know, we're supposed to dribble and you're supposed to dribble and we all go along, but it depends on the ethics of the individual, what they say. Is that $2,000 supposed to be for rent that they want to give us, this new universal basic income? Well, they didn't say that, but it's kind of understood where they're going. Chris near Las Vegas. Hello.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's very sunny here in Las Vegas.
Just in time for the break, Chris.
I timed that one bad. Let's go around the top, and we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you. Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we got Chris Las Vegas on the line, and we just brought him on, so let's continue bringing him on. Chris, you were saying Las Vegas is weird?
Very weird, like the rest of America and the world, it looks like. The frogs are boiling faster these days, in my estimation. The deep state plan, the globalist deep state plan, seems to have a texted out or emailed out or sent out notice that all these governors and the Council of Governors or the global governors, as the case may be,
right,
are reading the same playbook, the same sheet, the same format.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out and about Las Vegas quite a few days recently, and it is absolutely phenomenal. It is something that we never thought we'd see in this country, Bolshevism coming to America, locking down all casinos, all non-essential businesses.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely insane. Yeah, there's a few restaurants and Walmart's open and a few stores and stuff. It's a people look shell-shocked out there. They're starting to look that way, at least. This morning, there was a very strange distribution of chemtrails, aerial sprayings, if you prefer, rather black-looking that I'd never seen before. I'd heard about carbon in them before that make them look black, but it was strange enough that I took a photo, and it's kind of clear looking now, but it's very, very, very different. Yeah, they're still crisscrossing. Mm-hmm. We never know what they're going to put in this chemtrail concoction that they're spraying over. It's the COVID-19 or something more deadly. Certainly is a possibility. But these people, the fallout of this is economic war. This is psycho-political warfare, asymmetrical warfare. It's being wreaked on the world, and particularly here in America. Like you say, there are different zones of control, and usually the bigger city-states, the cities themselves, are where the concentrated deprivation of resources, assets, and supplies take place to have the greatest effect for their efforts.
Would you say they're attempting to, like, conquer the human domain there, Chris?
That's what I'm seeing, Alan, and then you and I have been on this for a while. We're paying attention. This exactly seems like Jade Helm 15, or maybe now it's Jade Helm 2020. Who knows? Or Event 201. We don't know exactly what all their different schemes are.
But Rex 84, continuity of government.
Oh, yeah. That Rex 84, continuity of government, Council of Governors, it's just the whole government has been flipped, and it's been weaponized against the people. Most people are not awake enough to notice it, but savvy people like Listen to RBN and some other stations, these guys on this channel are pretty sharp. The callers here are awake, and so we're getting a wide gamut of reports from all around America and the world, in fact, and it doesn't paint a pretty picture, in my estimation.
No, the screws are being tightened slowly all over the place. You know, it's not clamped down real hard yet. It's just the pressure is starting to build and to mount, and they're starting to become a little, you know, the pressure's a little uncomfortable, but we're not screaming yet. You know, they're not, the torture isn't all the way up to its highest levels yet.
I was rather pleasantly surprised to see the governor of the state, the mob governor, Steve Sisolak, the blue state sanctuary net that wants to take all the guns away from people. He was stomping and yelling and screaming that there's people dying in this state. Well, yeah, there is one person that's died, and he was a compromised already immunity system, older white male. One person, one man,
yeah.
Not people all over the place like crazy, like he was trying to give the impression. But he seemed genuinely mad that we weren't buying the lies that his group is reading out over the Internet and trying. Everything from Fox News on the app on the phone is COVID, 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 coronavirus,
Right.
This is mimetic war. Tell a lie often enough, and some people begin to believe it. And there's a lot of people that are buying the lies around here, and they're scared to death. Some of them maybe have good reasons to be, but it is definitely a dangerous environment that we're living in for sure.
And for you folks out there who don't think that they've got enough coordination to coordinate this worldwide at this point with you know, the Internet and everything, you know, everything being interconnected now, because I can watch channels from Equatorial Guinea to, you know, frickin' Mali, the Ivory Coast, Kazakhstan. You know, it doesn't matter where it is. COVID-19 is the subject and the topic of conversation on every one of these channels that I see coming out of all these countries. This is a worldwide thing that they're attempting to pull off. And if nothing else, this will come to, you know, everyone saying, oh, well, it's going back to national. They're closing down borders. European Union's closing their borders off. What this will do, if anything, folks, well, they'll come out and say, see, there is a definite need for a one-world government. We need to be able to fight things like this from, you know, from a global stance.
Problem, reaction, solution. That's the music. Hang on, going around the break. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hello. Welcome back. Hey, the morning's passing by rather quickly. Republic of Texas Radio, we got about 30 minutes left. We got Chris out of Los Angeles. The whole world's kind of a little bit stupid and ignorant, too. And that's kind of interesting. What do we tell the ignorant people when they go, hey, what's going on? And do you tell them the truth, Chris? Because they can't actually hear that. You know, what do you do? Can you give them little tiny pieces?
All you can do is tell them the truth. The spirit of discernment is an important delineator. Remember, there are only one or two major ways in and out of each city. There might be a couple little sub-routes, but you better be ready of the sub-routes because it doesn't take much to lock one down in between the cities or the states. It's real easy to shut them off and lock them down. So everybody be aware, be prepared. Eyes open,
all right.
Constantly vigilant. Thanks very much, guys. God bless America. We need it.
Okay, well, thanks for holding over the break. Thanks for all your time you spend with us. You know, really appreciate it. Let's raise the flag and salute as you leave. That's great.
No, and I would like to say, not meaning to sound fatalistic or anything, but you know, in case we don't get the chance to come back, in case they do, you know, shut, you know, networks like RBN down, I just want to say that, you know, I don't know how in the hell I ended up here, but you know, I have enjoyed being able to talk with all y'all out there because I'm just one of y'all. You know, I'm no one special. I'm no specialist and expert on anything. I'm just a guy out here not liking seeing what he's going on, you know, in his country and his local environment and everything else and to the people around him. But, you know, I have enjoyed being able to, you know, get in here and talk with y'all. You know, you're some very special people. Almost feels like family. And, you know, if it goes away, I'll definitely miss it. And but I just wanted to tell y'all that I do appreciate, you know, being able to converse with y'all, you know, here. And I appreciate the platform to be able to do it. Like I said, I have no idea how in the hell I ended up here. I listened for years and years, and all of a sudden I'm here being able to talk with you, with a bunch of y'all that I've heard call in for years and years. And, I, man, it's been a pleasure.
Well, let's move on then. And, yeah, I echo what you said, Alan. He's right. Andy in Texas. Andy, are you there?
Hello.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? You guys are one of my favorite shows to listen to. Unfortunately, a lot of times I don't wake up in time to hear you. I'm in California.
I wish I didn't wake up.
I'm actually, yeah, well, there you go. So, but I'm in California. I've been doing a remodel for a friend of mine from Texas, and he's a truck driver. And so I'm sitting over here, and last night, Mr. Newsom, with a big smile on his face, he was laughing and giggling. I watched his little show, and he's talking about how all of the, yeah, he is a punk. And you know what? He's related to Nancy Pelosi.
That surprised me.
Yeah, and he came out last night, and he said that all of the sporting venues said we can use their sporting their stadiums and whatnot. That kind of scares me, because why would he have to get that kind of inclination from these people? What are we going to do with these stadiums? What are we going to put in these stadiums? I mean, some of us who already know can think that, okay, wait a minute, there's only a few entrances to this stadium and stuff, so yeah, they could put a bunch of people in there, but
New Orleans.
This is just crazy. Yeah, New Orleans. Yeah, it's like Katrina. Let's just take the weapons. Nobody can have a weapon. Nobody can have a weapon. So, I mean, have you guys covered this, right? So the actual virus has killed what? Are we, we're pushing 300 now, right? So, but let's look at the flu virus, okay? Well, since October, I've looked this up, since October, we've lost between, and they can't actually say the exact amount because they don't know, because people die, and it could be attributed to the flu virus. But since October, there's been between 21,000 and 41,000 people that have died from the actual flu virus. We didn't shut nothing down for that. Nothing was shut down for that. But now we have 300 kills from this, let's call it the Cerveza virus.
The
people have died, and we're pushing 300, and the entire government's locked down. So this is like, hey, let me test your mind, okay? Look, dude, let me test your mind. I'm the government, and I'm here to help. Okay, let me test your mind. Under 300 people have died from this thing. And we're going to lock the entire government down. But, you know, the regular flu has killed over 40,000 people. But this is the coronavirus. It's something special. It's not just special. It's special because they've locked everybody down.
It's a scary-looking little spiky
ball. You
know what
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know, Steve brought up during the break here. Steve brought up Wag the Dog, and folks, this is what control of your sources of information can do. They're wagging the dog right now.
I don't know if you guys are into numerical things and stuff, but I listen to a YouTube channel that goes into the numerical things, and today is 322, and we know what that is. That's the skull and bones. That's skull and bones, 322. You got your two bones crossing. You got that really crazy looking thing up in the top of the
chest. trying to figure out what today was. Go ahead. Skull and Bones.
Anyway,
huh?
So having...
322.
Yes, 322. So having said that, that's their favorite number. And these people are into some weird stuff. They do stuff in coffins, and their child, let's do a sacrifice, blah, blah, blah. So we're sitting in this little world right now where we've got a bunch of flipping psychopaths. Now, I want to touch on this, too, because this all these people, okay, so I'm an internet advocate, okay, so I like to check out a whole bunch of stuff. And all these people are just sitting back going, this is cool, we got this, no big deal. QAnon has got this. He told us we were going to be put in lockdown. So we're going to be here. We're going to do this. This is what we're going to do. This is not about a virus. It's about QAnon. They're going after all these child molesters. Let me ask one flipping basic question. Why do you have to lock the world down to get a bunch of flipping pedophiles like Tom Hanks or Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton and stuff? Why do you have to lock us all down to go get that? So I'm very leery about this QAnon thing. Not very leery. I just simply don't believe it. These people are out of control. All these people are out of control, and that's what's really sad. And then everybody's saying, well, we're not in martial law right now. And so I kept telling these people, I said, well, listen, dude, can you go out and do what the hell you want to do? No. I have to be sheltered in place. Dude, you're in martial law. They just didn't come out and say,
right,
martial law. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Minimal pass. It is. You get a minimal pass to go to the store or to do whatever we say that you can do. And that's it. You know,
I'm watching France and I'm watching Italy right now. And it shows them stopping people and your papers, please.
Right.
Yeah, but there's no martial law been declared, so people don't believe it's martial law.
No. It's the best way to do it. We don't go to war anymore. We just do it.
Kinetic military action. It's not war. Mm-hmm. It's kinetic military action now. Yeah.
Hey,
but think of all the
Andy.
Think of all the lemmings.
Go ahead.
Think of all the lemmings. The lemmings believe that no, we're still cool. We can go out to, we can walk our dogs, we can do this. Okay, but you're thinking of the things you still can do, but you're not thinking of the things you can't do.
Right.
You're in martial law.
There you go. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, my friends. I mean, I could sit here, I could talk to you guys for about an hour, but you don't have that much time left.
I could too. I got another couple calls, but hey, quick before I move on. So you're doing a remodel in California, right? Are you able to continue working? Do you have supplies? Are you kind of just like hanging out at the house working? You just dead in the water.
Yeah, no, currently, I'm just sitting. I'm a house sitter.
Okay.
Boss is okay with that, because I'm just a house sitter. I'm making sure nobody breaks into his house.
Hey.
And
yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. I want to bounce to the... I kind of got to do this real quick, because we've got another caller on the line, and... I don't know, Frank in New York, how are you? Sorry to keep you holding. Glad to hear you're feeling enough to call.
It's Frank in North Carolina.
Hey, Frank.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Hey.
Sorry.
I wish I had a dog to walk. I wish I could walk. I'm bedridden. Sucks being bedridden, but it sucks being paralyzed. Stroke took me out a while back, about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite an experience living in a hospital. It's really been
inhuman. Oh, God.
They treat you terribly.
Well, Frank, you know the RBN audience out there, we all care about you, man. We hate to see what's happening to you. You know, it's bad stuff. It happened to good people.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say, nobody can ever say we didn't try. There's a whole bunch of them out there warning. talking about what was going to happen. I didn't know which way it was going to go or how it was going to go, but I knew some story was going to come up, a 9/11 false flag or whatever you want to call it, to cover for correcting the stock market, bringing it back down to where it was when we were like kids.
I remember it being, 1800, when I was working at a bar and we had a bunch of stockbroker for clients. I can remember, being 1800, and a 10, 20 point swing in a day was just a catastrophe. Now, it's 500 points. They don't even think about it.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, you just got out of the hospital like yesterday or the day before, right?
Last week, a week ago.
Last week. Okay, well, yeah. Great. I'm glad you're not going through the hospital when I really do feel that we're getting worse every day with this whole problem that our planet's having. So,
I'm in the hospice now. They don't allow visitors or anything, so I haven't seen anybody in over a week. And the usual staff that comes and helps and, does whatever they're not allowed.
My uncle's in a nursing home right now, and he can't leave his room. They have to wave at him through the window if they want to see him.
It's all over.
I heard you on the Sparrow Show yesterday, and how it's going to ultimately end up. Is this the end, man? That's a good question. Because we've been watching this a long time. How many people? These guys have been in it for 50 years. Have been saying, man, how long can it go on? How long can it go on? Maybe we're near the end.
Yeah. I've been telling people for years all the issues, get your money out of the market and all that, and they laughed. Some of them are still on golfing trips out of state. I have a cousin who's on a golfing trip down in South Carolina, I think, going to Mardi Gras, New Orleans, places like that, and I'm like, wow, they don't get it. But anyway, we tried. We tried to warn them, and they blew it off. So,
hopefully, we helped some people, Frank. We can't help them all, but hopefully, we woke a few people up.
Well, if you check the names of the people that you see out there, the CDC onward, they all seem very happy and jovial. This is all happening. I guess it's politically motivated on a lot of them's part. Against Trump politically, but they don't know the bigger picture. America's not ever going to be the same again. It's like 9/11, you're either with us or you're against us. You're either with the police states and the new policies. I heard that the military was coming out this weekend. And like you said, I also have heard firsthand about papers being given out from the Department of Homeland Security. So when you're stopped... So that's already going on here in North Carolina. I don't know what else is going to happen, but I guess that's it.
Yeah, it is. Did you hear, before you go, we just had, Andy was just talking about 322 and Skull and Bones, and so we are in that... Yeah, so we're in that time, right? 322, is it, or is it? I don't know. It's a good day for them to do it. They love their little days. And so,
420 coming up.
Yeah, that's the Rastafarian holiday.
No, 420, Hitler's birthday, with Waco, all that stuff. It's a big date, too, kind of like 9/11. A lot of things have happened on that particular date.
One of these afternoons or mornings, I'll wake up dead, and they'll carry my body to the morgue, and I'll be cremated, and that'll be the end of it. I hope the next world is a better place.
We'll all end up there, Frank. Maybe we can get together and have a party on the other side sometime.
Yeah. Hope to hear you call in again. Actually, I will. I'm pretty optimistic on a lot of things, but otherwise, man, much love to you, Frank. Hang in there, please. We could use you.
Definitely appreciate your input. Right. You know, you called our show a few times. You know, always enjoyed you, Frank. Always enjoyed listening to with you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later. All right. Well, sorry about that, Fred in Colorado. I know you were up ahead of the queue. And if you want to call back in, you know, that would be, we'll get you in. But until then, let's go. Dave in New York.
In New York. Good morning, I guess.
Oh, my God. Hi, Dave.
No, I'm not in New York City. That's for sure. There's only a couple cases in our county that's 3 hours away, probably. Okay.
That's a break.
So it looks very minor here.
Yeah. We got the music. A few minutes left. As soon as we get through the break, we'll give them all to you, Dave. Hang in there.
Thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right. We're back. Pretty much the end of the show. We got a few minutes back, and Dave's out in New York. Brought him on before we went to commercial. And hey, Dave, yep. What do you got going in New York? I know we've talked a little bit about it. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, no big deal, except the food store I went to last night was like 25% of their stuff was still there. So it was pretty empty there. And there weren't many shoppers because maybe there wasn't much stuff, but everything I wanted was there except for crackers. So, But what I see going on in the world is a bit concerning. I see last week Italy deaths in Italy were reported to be 475 a day for a couple days, and then over 600 another day. And they said on the Worldometer in the comments that many deaths are not even reported as COVID because they didn't test them. So, you know, that's what happens when you get a massive number. But U.S. deaths from the flu since September 29th, that's when the year starts, were 22,000. And as of the time that was presented, that was 22 weeks. That means 1,000 people dying a week. That means 143 people a day in the U.S. And we're seeing 475 to 675 people dying in Italy a day. Now, how can we explain
reported.
It? And how can we explain that numbers are low here in the U.S. of deaths? Well, you know, it takes time. It takes time, and our infection is newer than theirs, and our testing is greatly lagging. So the true numbers are far vastly different than what we are what are reported.
Right. And there could be an environmental variable going on in Italy.
We're depending on these governments, and they've been basically socialist for a long time. We're depending on these governments for the numbers. You know, are they reporting these numbers just to scare us and make it seem like it's that much worse, or is this actually happening? You know, until I see it in my own local community and I can verify it for myself, I don't believe any of the damn numbers that they give out.
Well, they show mass graves for Italy and Iran, and Steve Quayle was on with Mike Adams on an interview, and he said, in China, they have aerial photos of a mass graves, and guess where they were? Where they built the hospitals? They built the hospitals on top of mass graves and hid everything. I don't know if this is true. I didn't see those photos.
Mm.
Just information for you.
Well,
yeah.
Again, you know that country can't. That it, we know that they can lock down their internet. So you know how is any of this stuff that's getting out. You know, it's kind of getting,
but Italy's
you know,
different.
By itself.
Italy's kind of European and doing stuff like that. But one thing that I heard Mike Adams put out a little bit of something that said that they use too much ibuprofen over there in Italy, and that could be, you know, amplifying the problem that they got. You know, as a society, they love ibuprofen, and so they're popping ibuprofen when they've got this virus, and it really helps the virus. That's a possibility.
Boy, I heard
you
that.
Know, but we'll, you know, so, and are they real, right? Are they just sitting there, the bit bucket of death? Anything's the death. Here, you know, there, here, I'll take that one and this one and that one, right? And look, we're great. Stay in your house. We're great. Stay in your house. Everybody's dying. Stay in your house. You know?
Well, one thing we can miss here is that the deaths may seem low, but they grow over time, and it's the growth of this. And our pandemic here is much fresher than the regular influenza, so we cannot make much of a comparison to it until it's quote over. Now, if you go on Worldometer and you plot, you can go into
music's playing. We're at the end of the show. I'm sorry. Okay.
We'll talk next week.
Yeah, love to talk next week. Hang in there, guys. Republic of Texas Radio. We want to be back. See you later.
Take care, folks.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.